Blog Talk Radio. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Proverbs 18:10. And God says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." The word of the Lord says in 2 Samuel 22:7, "In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord our God says to us in Psalm 147:3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Are you broken in heart today? The Lord our God says in Psalm 147:3, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Do you have wounds today? Is your heart broken? Turn to the Lord, for he healeth the broken in heart and he bindeth up all their wounds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord in Psalm 23 gave us these words: the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It doesn't matter what we're going through right now, the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Hallelujah. And our God is such a faithful and awesome God that he continues to give us his word after word after word. In Isaiah chapter 40:28-31, his word says to us, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Are you weary today? Are you faint today? The Lord our God is telling us, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Why are you waiting on the Lord? Pray, worship him, glorify him. Hallelujah, because he's right here. Glory to God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth into it and is safe. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. Hallelujah. Proverbs 18:10. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then Jesus, our Savior, talks to us in John 14:27. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. If you're troubled today, if you're afraid today, read John 14:27, where the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, not as the world giveth, but my peace. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong with the peace of Jesus. You can't go wrong with the peace of Jesus. Glory to God. And I just want to read you a little poem that was given to me by the Holy Spirit, and it's called God is Always Right Here. Sometimes I feel like I'm all alone, and sometimes I feel like I can't go on. Sometimes I feel like I'm in despair, but then, oh God, you remind me that you're always right here. Sometimes I feel like the pain won't end. Sometimes I feel like I have no friend. Sometimes I feel like nobody cares. But then, oh God, you remind me that you're always right here. Arise, my soul, and awake from slumber. God sees, hears, and understands. Yes, he's got my number. Yes, praise him, my soul. That's what you ought to do. Because the last time I felt this way, God brought me through. So it's with praise and joy and great shouts of cheer that I say to my soul, rejoice, because God is always right here. Hallelujah. Feeling lonely, feeling rejected, feeling abandoned. God is right here. Don't despair. Don't despair. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will bring it to pass. What is the it that you're looking for today? What is the it that you're asking God for today? What is the it that you're expecting from the Lord and have not received yet? The word of God tells us to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Trust in the Lord, not in circumstances, not in people, not in things, but trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And our God is so great for giving us encouraging words, and he says to us in Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Sometimes we trust in the Lord a little bit. Sometimes we trust a little bit. Sometimes we trust more than other times. And then when things don't happen as quickly as we suppose, then we go back to not trusting the Lord. But God, he wants you to know today that if you trust him with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding, don't lean to what you're thinking about, don't lean to, you know, how you've been taught and what other people have said, but trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge God. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. I'm with you. I understand. How it's so easy for us to lean to our own understanding. But today, the Lord is wanting you to know. He wants you to be encouraged, and he wants you to trust him, not man. Sometimes we put our trust in man, and man forsakes us. And they can't help but forsake us because they're man. But God is God. He never fails. He never fails. He never fails. No matter what we're going through, God never fails. He never fails. And I bless him today. I bless him for you. I bless him for bringing you through. I bless him for what he's doing for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For as we hear in the background, our instrumental says, there is none like you, Lord. And as I'm encouraging you today, I'm encouraging myself, and I'm reminded that there is no one like the Lord. There is no one like him. No matter what we're going through, there is no one like the Lord. And I bless him tonight. I bless him for you today. I thank him for bringing you through today, because I know as I praise him for bringing you through, he's going to bring me through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My soul is encouraged today. My soul is encouraged today, because the Lord our God, he is God. Hallelujah. There is no shadow of turning in him. No shadow of turning in him. He is God. And no matter what we go through, he is God. No matter what we say and no matter what we do, he is God. And I thank him today. I thank him for you. So bless the Lord, my dear. Yes, you may be crying, but God is right there. He sees your every tear. He feels your every pain. God knows he loves you so much. He loves you so much. You so much. Glory to God. He loves you so much. There's no one like the Lord. No matter how much we've tried to depend on other people, there is none like the Lord. And I bless God this morning. I bless him. Hallelujah. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is the Lord's promise to us. This is his promise to you today. And when God speaks, his word will not return unto him void. When God speaks, his word will go forth and perform that which it was sent out to. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I will. God is telling you today, I will. I am with thee. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee. These are the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God on today for you. I thank him for his word, because God's word says in Isaiah 55 that his word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish that which he pleases and prosper in the thing where he sent it. So if God says, fear not, for I am with thee, fear not, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance. For the Lord our God says, for I am thy God. And I thank God, because he's not a part-time God. He's a 24/7 God, 365, 366 day a year God. He doesn't pop in one day and pop out and then see you in the next few weeks and then decide today you're his child and tomorrow you're not. No, that's not the kind of God we serve. That's not the God we serve. Hallelujah. We serve the true and living God. And the true and living God says to you, as you listen to this CD, fear thou not. Put your own name in there. Fear thou not. Fear thou not. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Now, if that's not a poem and a promise, then I don't know what is. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, for he is your God. Trust in the Lord. Seek him, for he is your God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I bless him today for giving us that word, because he wants us to trust him and not man. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to put our faith in him. He wants us to understand that he is God. just listen to that.
Because if you still got Jesus, look at somebody and tell them, cry your last tear. just want to let you know, I don't care what you're going through in your life, I just want you to look to Jesus. How many of you know that he's saved? Got to speak it in your life, tell him it's going to be all right. Devil, I know you try to mess with my mind, but I'm turning my mind over to Jesus. All right. Anybody know it's gonna be, yeah. Yeah. Well, if my friend Pastor Marvin Winans was here, you know what he would say right through here? Ain't no need to worry what the night is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning.
Ain't no need to worry what the night
is gonna bring. It'll be all over in the morning.
In the morning. Morning.
It'll be all over. It'll be all over
in the morning. Why don't you look at somebody and tell them, in the
it'll be all over, it'll be all over, all over.
Don't you let the devil, don't you let him mess with your mind. In the morning, I know it's gotta get better, gotta get better.
Oh, find your last day. Come on, cry your last day.
Cry your last
day. Just look at somebody and tell them, get over it, get over it, get over it. Cry your get over it, 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 get over it.
Yeah.
Cry your last tear. It's gonna be alright.
I dare you to praise them in this place. I dare you to praise them in the place. I dare you to praise.
Put your hands together just like this. What y'all doing over there? Let me hear you say.
Can look throughout this world and yeah.
refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. In verse 10 it says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. God says, I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Amen. Glory to God. Allow him to be your refuge today. Allow him to be your hiding place. Allow God to be your very present help in trouble. Not after the trouble is over. A very present help. A right now help in trouble. A right now help in trouble. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Isaiah 40. Verses 28 to 31, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Are you faint today? He's given you power. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Do you feel like you have no might today? God's word says that he increases your strength. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. This is God speaking directly to you. This is God speaking directly to me from the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. He says, fear thou not. This is a command. Fear thou not. And then this is why. Fear not, because I am with thee. Then he goes on to say, be not dismayed. Then he tells you why. He said, because I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can't say nothing but this, if you can't say nothing but this and say, God, this is your word. Your word will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which you please and prosper in a thing whereto it's sent. God will honor his word. Hallelujah. But we got to live right. We got to live right. We got to live right. We got to give our all to the Lord. We got to give our all to him. Hallelujah. We can't just live any old kind of way and expect God to come in and be our God and deliver us with his right hand of righteousness and deliver us out of trouble. And then as soon as he delivers us out of trouble, go back to that thing that we were doing and then cry out to him again. Yes, God is a God of grace and mercy, but we ought not to take his grace and mercy for granted. Psalm 55:22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah. Are you righteous today? If you are, he shall not suffer you to be moved. This is God's word. And Psalm 55:22, Psalm 147:3 says, "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." He healeth the broken in heart. He continuously heals. You continuously going through something, He healeth the broken in heart. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up. This is a continuous thing. He bindeth up their wounds. Glory to God. I'm excited today. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 22:7 says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears." In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Oh, mama, doesn't that make you feel special to know that in your distress you can call upon the Lord? You can cry to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You can cry, and he will hear your voice out of his temple, and your cry will enter into his ears. Doesn't that make you feel special today? I know what makes me feel special. It makes me feel loved. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know," this is God saying, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 And Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And verse 32 in the same chapter says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Hey, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. But we have to be persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, our Lord. Romans 8:38-39. And we're going to end on this note. Philippians 1:6. "Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God bless you. And we're going to end, hallelujah, with this song. God bless you.
That the voice cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he said, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idol. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all. Serve me with your life now. He wants for child that will give them their all, give it all.